Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
One of the things that we need to talk about tonight is the fact that the United States has been voting wrong for the past, God, I don't know how long now. Here in New Mexico, we've got the congressional district right now. The congressional map proposal is being moved forward by the Democrats, and they're doing everything they can to gerrymander it so that they can get New Mexico so that the conservatives have absolutely no place that they can go to be able to win an election. And that's what's going on now. And the only good thing that's happened in this state the past year or two, is that Republicans actually took over city council this last election, which was just the other day. It was on the 7th, which was Pearl Harbor Day, and I made comments about that on one of my dates about how I only saw one article about Pearl Harbor that day that was in the media. I went to Google and found a lot. I went to Bing, found a lot. I went to DuckDuckGo, found a lot. But in the media, there was absolutely freaking nothing about the attack on the United States 80 years ago, which to me falls in line with what the Democrats want to do. They want to fall in line and completely stay away from helping themselves, or, you know, helping America to be great again. And the problem with that is that we have a great nation. And we are throwing it down the tubes. This last election, we had two great candidates running for city council. One of them was running against a woman who has shown us nothing but contempt for the city, contempt for the state, and contempt for the United States. She won, folks, a 62 to 38 percentage. Why people keep electing people who have the agenda of destroying this country is beyond me. But I think a lot of it has to do with the idea that the media and the left has pushed us into a complete dumbing down of this nation, so we don't even know what our past is and don't appreciate what the founding fathers went through to get us what we have. Our voters right now are selling us down the tubes with no concern about what is going on, about what's going to happen to this nation, and absolutely no concern for the people. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to.
Show me where it said that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we're in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Well, hello there. We are back. Okay, what I wanted to talk about today was something that was actually kind of cool. We have people here in this nation that think they know what's going on. But 40 years ago, Ronald Reagan, during his re-election campaign, gave a speech. And in that speech, he told us exactly what to look for if the Democrats ever took power. And he warned us. He said, if they ever take power, these things will happen. Well, today we are looking at exactly what Reagan told us 40 years ago. He said that the Democrats would raise taxes. They're raising taxes. He said that the Democrats would get rid of our military, they're in the process of doing that. He said that they would raise unemployment. That is happening, even though the media is covering for them and saying it's only like about 4% or 5%. There's no freaking way it's that high, that low. But here's what Ronald Reagan said. Let's see. I've got it here. here it is. Okay. Here's what Ronald Reagan said 40 years ago.
We must not let them be confused by those who still think that GNP stands for Gross National Promises. But after the debates, the position papers, the speeches, the conventions, the television commercials, primaries, caucuses, and slogans, after all this, is there really any doubt at all about what will happen if we let them win this November? Is there any doubt that they will raise our taxes?
No!
That they will send inflation into orbit again?
No!
That they will make government bigger than ever?
No!
And deficits even worse?
No!
Raise unemployment?
No!
cut back our defense preparedness.
No!
Raise interest rates.
No!
Make unilateral and unwise concessions to the Soviet Union. And they'll do all that in the name of compassion. It's what they've done to America in the past. But if we do our job right, they won't be able to do it again. America, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Well, the people answered then by choosing us to bring about a change. We have every reason now, 4 years later, to ask that same question again, for we have made a change. The American people joined and helped us. Let us ask for their help again to renew the mandate of 1980, to move us further forward on the road we presently travel, the road of common sense, of people in control of their own destiny, the road leading to prosperity and economic expansion in a world at peace. As we ask for their help, we should also answer the central question of public service. Why are we here? Well, for one thing, we're here to see that government continues to serve the people and not the other way around. Government should do all that is necessary, but only that which is necessary. We don't lump people by groups or special interests, and let me add, in the party of Lincoln, there is no room for intolerance, and not even a small corner for anti-Semitism or bigotry of any kind.
Okay. That was Reagan 40 years ago telling us exactly, and I mean exactly, what the Democrats would do to us if we let them take power back. Well, folks, we let them take power back. And guess what? Everything Ronald Reagan said back in the 80s has come true. They've raised taxes. They've raised unemployment, even though they have the media telling us that they didn't. They've got people on. I think one of the things that we had before the Democrats took over with Obama and then on up, we had a certain amount of time that we could be on unemployment. And it wasn't very long. I think 36 weeks or something like that. It wasn't very long. What the Democrats have decided is that if you're out of work, stop getting unemployment because your benefits have run out. That's no fair. What the Democrats have done is they have created a whole generation of people who, like Jesse Smollett, who was convicted yesterday or today of 5 of 6 charges against him, which is a good thing. But here's what Jesse Smollett has to say about that. He said that he is 100% sure that the courts will overturn his conviction. And why does he feel that way? He feels that way, folks, because of one thing and one thing only. Because the Democrats have made him think that way. And one of the things I found out today came from Minneapolis, you know, that city that allowed Black Lives Matter to riot and destroy things that and kill people. You know, the city that defunded the police. You know, the liberal cities that decided that they had to do certain things to keep their city going. Well, they have come up with a new one now. I'm sorry, I'm trying to get my phone now because I'm trying to see if my wife put this on here for me because it was amazing. I'm trying to find it now. But the things that they have suddenly done, and she got it from TikTok, I think, is this is her big thing now. And TikTok is something that really, well, that's not the one. Well, let me see if I can go to my... Messenger, see if I can find her in there. And there she is. Okay. I'm sorry about this. This whole thing with the Democrats thinking that they can do whatever they please and subject the people into whatever they please has got to stop, folks. I can't find what she was talking about earlier, but I'm going to have to find it so I can use it in my update on Monday because it just blew me away. The city that is dominated by liberals, kind of like Albuquerque, but they went and defunded the police. They went and defunded everything that would help that city stay away from crime. Oh, yeah, now I remember. They want to sue Hyundai, you know, cars. And there were two cars. Hyundai was one, and the other one I can't remember right at the moment. But there were two cars that they want to sue because the city is now inundated with car thefts. Now, you have to remember here that in these car thefts, we have the police who have been defunded. We have the city that has allowed crime to run rampant all over the place in it. We have Minneapolis is now crying because there's so much car theft in that city. And through this car thefts, they've found out that probably about 60% of the cars that are being stolen are Hyundais and this other make that I can't remember right now. So they're floating the idea now of suing these car companies because they are not putting enough anti-theft stuff into their cars. This is freaking ridiculous, folks. The only reason why this is happening in Minneapolis is because they went for the lawless end of liberalism. They decided Black Lives Matter is great. Let's let them run rampant all over our city. Let's let them destroy the city. Let's let them do all of this while we defund the police and get rid of them. Really? Is that what is going on here? We have to try to see why things are happening the way they are. And the reason why they're happening the way they are is because, like here in Albuquerque, we had that election where we could have really pushed the conservatives into a really good place in the city council. as it sits, one of the two ladies that I had talked about last week won. She didn't win by much. She didn't win by much. The loser got like 42% of the vote. But the lady that lost, or the guy that lost, was a real left-wing nutbag. He lost, thank God. But when Renee Grout won District 9, she gave the Republicans, the conservative Republicans, mind you, the majority in the city council. And that's the first time in, I don't remember the last time Albuquerque had a conservative-leaning city council. And already we're hearing things from the mayor and the governor. They're trying to right now introduce bills to limit, they're trying to advance extreme partisan gerrymandering legislative U.S. House maps here in New Mexico so that the burgeoning Republicans can't do anything. And today they were holding a last minute, the New Mexico House Committee was holding last minute hearing on the legislative maps today at 3 p.m. But I told you this a few weeks ago about how this is something that happens every 10 years. And it's never really that big a deal unless the Democrats see themselves losing power if something isn't done. Then it's really pushed hard to change the maps so that they can gerrymander it and make sure that everything is exactly the way they need it to be so they don't lose power. But the thing that's going on, even here in New Mexico, folks, is that, and I've talked about MLG, our governor, and I've also talked about that Jacob Candelaria, that senator here in Albuquerque, in Bernalillo County, who had an email war with me about, of all things, I was telling him that the Constitution makes it so that he is a servant of the people. He is actually an employee of the people. And he wrote me back. He says, I'm a lawyer. I know what I'm talking about. And no, I am nobody's employee. Well, our governor right now is so toxic that moron who I had that email war with is now a Republican. Probably not a good one because of his ideas that he is only there for himself. But MLG is so toxic, she caused the far-left legislator to leave the Democrat Party this last week. He is now a Republican, which blows me away. But the thing that happened this week is the Jesse Smollett conviction. And the White House has now responded to the Jesse Smollett conviction by pointing fingers at Trump. If you can. Okay, now, one of the things the Democrats have always said is if the Republicans are in office for 6 months, it's what's going wrong or what's happening is their baby. The Democrats can't be blamed for it because the Democrats are not in power. Right now, the Democrats stole power in January, November, and then actually took power in January. So that's like 12 months ago now, almost 11 months. And right now, the Biden White House responds to the Jesse Smollett conviction by pointing fingers at Trump. Trump had nothing to do with it, folks. Absolutely freaking nothing. On Thursday, Jussie Smollett was found guilty of lying to the police to stage a hate crime against himself in 2019. A jury convicted the 39-year-old actor on 5 counts of disorderly conduct, 1 count for each time he was charged with lying to the police in the days following the orchestrated attack. He was acquitted on 1 count of lying to a detective weeks after the incident, according to the Associated Press. The White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, commented on the guilty verdict by focusing on the former President Donald Trump. Psaki said, quote, "I think there are lessons learned perhaps for everybody who commented at the time, including former President Trump." She then alluded to Trump's comments on the hate crime hoax. And Trump said, "I can tell you that it's horrible. It doesn't get worse." And he said this in February 2019, according to Politico. Psaki also said the Biden administration respects the jury's decision and that lying to police must be punished. She said, quote, "False accusations divert valuable police resources away from important investigations. They make it harder for real victims to come forward and be believed." But because Smollett was convicted this time and not in Chicago where he got away with it then, they are still trying to blame Trump. Now President Joe Biden tweeted in support of Smollett at the time of the fake attack. "What happened today to Smollett?" And this is from Biden. Quote, "What happened today to Smollett must never be tolerated in this country. We must stand up and demand that we no longer give this hate safe harbor, that hemophobia, homophobia, and racism has no place in our streets or in our hearts. We are with you, Jussie." Unquote. That was our so-called president. Now Vice President Kamala Harris also voiced sympathy and support for Smollett when she tweeted, quote, "This was an attempted modern-day lynching. No one should have to fear for their life because of their sexuality or color of their skin. We must confront this hate." Really? Other high-profile politicians, including Democrat representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib, tweeted similar comments about Smollett's case. Cory Booker tweeted, "The vicious attack on actor Jussie Smollett was an attempted modern-day lynching, and I'm glad he's safe. To those in Congress who don't feel the urgency to pass our anti-lynching bill designating lynching as a federal hate crime, I urge you to pay attention." Rashida Tlaib said, quote, "When one of the most famous black and gay men in America is not safe, the message is clearer than it has ever been. The dangerous lies spewing from the left wing is hurting, from the right wing is hurting and killing our people. Thinking of you at Jussie Smollett and my LGBTQ neighbors." Folks, now that he's been convicted, what are we hearing from the left? They're blaming Trump. And this kind of thing has got to stop. I mean, they keep pushing that we on the right are the ones who are causing all this disruption in our nation. But no, folks, I guarantee you it's the left all the way. And it's something that we really, really have to stop. Looking for fake news? You won't find it here. Conservative Nation Media, America's best truth detector. Conservative Nation Media, or CNM, is pleased to announce the return of Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. Earlier this summer, Vincent took time off for the summer to do some things that he wanted to do with his family. Family is important, no matter what the left says. Now he is back. Starting on the 19th of September, Vincent Brown is back with Black by Color Only at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays with the show that you all loved. Vincent has a special way to let you know just what is going on and why it is good or bad. That's Black by Color Only on CNM, where America always wins. As the technology of drones constantly grows and things get easier and easier to do, the cameras on the drones available are better too. So much so that mapping and surveying is now done with drones. That is the one area that Eye in the Sky Drone Services comes into play. You need your roof scanned out for work to be done up there? Call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. You need land photographed from the air? You need to call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. We can even do weddings from a perspective not seen anywhere but in the movies. All in 4K and full color, unless you wish to do your videos in sepia tone or even black and white. We can even go into the oil fields and take photos out there of oil rigs and pipelines too. That is Eye in the Sky Drone Services out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Email us at eyeinthesky@gmail.com or call us at 505-317-8741. Give us a call because we can do it all, because the sky is the limit. The call-in number is 646-478-5284. But for the most part, we are not going to be taking too many phone calls tonight. I know there's a bunch of people who call in and don't want to talk. They just want to hear the show that way. And I know there are times when I am out on the road and cannot listen to a show because I don't have my computer, so I'll call in and listen to it that way, because then it's on my phone and I can hear it as I'm traveling along. And this next week, today is the 11th or 10th, I think. Next week on the 17th, I will probably, I don't know, I may have a show, but the week after and the week after that, I will not, because against my better wishes and against my better thinking on this whole thing, my wife wants to go down to Indiana again, even though we just were there, and she wants to spend Christmas there. Now, I understand being with the family. I really do. But she just saw her family this last on Thanksgiving. I'd kind of like to go and see my mom, but that isn't happening, because we've got to go back down and see her children. So next week I'll be here, I think, on the 17th. The 24th, just before Christmas, I will not be. And so next week I will probably be wishing everybody a Merry Christmas, because I will not be here on the 24th, or probably the 31st, because I'll probably be just getting back from Indiana on that day, and I'll be tired, probably sleeping, because the trip takes 17 hours to drive, and it's rather, I'm the one who does all the driving, so it's going to be a long trip, and I know what is, that it's something that I'm not really wanting to do, but going to have to. And if I end up not going, then I will go ahead and have a show on the 24th. And if I do have a show on the 24th, it'll be my Christmas edition. I've been doing Christmas shows almost every year since I first started, I think. Usually I tell the true story of Christmas and what happened and why it's important to our everyday life. Christmas is not for Christmas presents, actually, because we got the greatest Christmas present that was ever given. That was our Savior, Jesus Christ. But we are in the process now of looking at what is going on here. And it's like I'd said, we have a lot of things going on here in the state about gas prices. Our gas prices were like anywhere from $3.23 to $3.76, I think it was here. And then Biden went and released all that oil from the American Strategic thing. And now he's telling everybody that he needs to be praised and he needs to be given all kinds of thanks because gas prices have come down. But the only reason why they came down is because he dropped those gas prices by releasing all this oil. And we've had people like Transportation Secretary Buttigieg, that other gay person in our government, who simply said, concerned about gas prices? Just buy an electric car. And the thing that they don't seem to understand here is, okay, you buy an electric car. Your electricity costs are going up because in order to get electricity here in the United States, most of our electricity comes from coal-fired plants. Where do we get coal? We get it from the ground. What is being pushed out of existence by the Biden administration and the left? Coal mining and oil and all this stuff. We've had so many thousands and thousands of people who have lost their jobs since Biden took over because he was effectively shutting down the oil industry. He shut down the Keystone Pipeline. So many people lost their jobs at that point in time. And when all these people lost their jobs, unemployment went down. Huh? Really? No, it didn't. Unemployment went up. When people here in New Mexico, I think it was 10,000 people, lost their jobs when the governor decided she was going to do exactly the same thing and shut down the oil industry here in this state, which is New Mexico's biggest industry. Had about 10,000 people in this state lose their jobs over that. Did our unemployment go up? Nope. Now, if Biden had been Trump and this happened, unemployment would have skyrocketed. And we wouldn't have just seen it in the amount of people who were filing for unemployment. We would have seen it in the papers. They would have said, unemployment is going through the roof. So many people have lost their jobs, but because Biden was the president at that point in time, the media just said, no, unemployment is going down. Biden is doing a great job. Biden is doing what we elected him for. And the problem with all of that is that we did not elect him. He was not elected, folks. Plain and simple, he was not. But that's what the media is telling us. That's what the media has told us since Biden took office. And with everything that is happening, the Biden administration calls for ratcheting up drilling fees despite skyrocketing gas prices. And then he says, oh, we're going to make gas prices go down by releasing some of the strategic oil reserves that we have. Well, what does that do? First off, it gets rid of our reserves. Second off, it might lower the gas prices a little bit. Here it did. It lowered. There was one gas station that was like at $3.14 a gallon. Now it's at $2.92. But that price drop is not going to last. As soon as the gas, the oils that he released is gone, and it's not going to take long. It's not going to take long at all. But as soon as that money, as soon as that is gone, our gas prices are going to go up. I got a phone call here from 231 area code. Hello?
Yeah, you there? How are you doing?
Oh, I don't know. I think I'm doing okay so far.
Okay, well, the reason I called in is because I was reading your description page, and you were talking about how Reagan predicted what was happening today.
Yeah.
What was it that he predicted? So I can get caught up on it.
It was in his speech that he gave when he was running for reelection. I've got it here. I can play it again. I played it earlier. But in his speech, he predicted that the Democrats, if allowed to get back into power again, would raise taxes. They would raise unemployment. They would raise cut our military. And the, it is about, it says 3 minutes long.
No, that's
long.
Okay.
We must not let them.
Pardon?
Okay. Oh, it's only 3 minutes? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's only about 3 minutes long. 3 minutes and 29 seconds. Here it is.
All right.
Well, come on.
We must not let them be confused by those who still think that GNP stands for Gross National Promises. But after the debates, the position papers, the speeches, the conventions, the television commercials, primaries, caucuses, and slogans, after all this, is there really any doubt at all about what will happen if we let them win this November? Is there any doubt that they will raise our taxes? That they will send inflation into orbit again? That they will make government bigger than ever, and deficits even worse, raise unemployment, cut back our defense preparedness, raise interest rates, make unilateral and unwise concessions to the Soviet Union.
That one, I don't know.
And they'll do all that in the name of compassion. It's what they've done to America in the past. But if we do our job right, they won't be able to do it again.
Okay, that essentially was part of it. But everything that he talked about essentially is happening today.
Well, yeah, that's the those are the normal policies of the Democrats. It's like the normal policies of the Republicans are to wage war.
Yes.
You know, so what's new is old again, and what's old is new again. So, okay. So, yeah, but we have a brand new crisis called the vaccine, which isn't really a vaccine. And it's, to me, I think it's the most dangerous crisis facing the world.
Yes, and I've talked about that constantly until I'm almost blue in the face. But, one of the things that I found that, a true vaccine takes 10 to 15 years to develop and get all the bugs out of it. And this one, they haven't. They just kind of pushed it through. And it's not like a true vaccine. True vaccines have always been kind of like with live cultures. And this one's a made one. So, and we don't know what the long-term effects of it are.
Well, some people do. Some virologists and epidemiologists know that it's going to cause blood clots.
Yeah.
At one time, there was only, on the average, one soccer player. Actually, the football player, and that would be the true name for it over in Europe, would die per year as a result of exertion. I think, and I can't believe I heard this estimate, that 200 so far have come down with myocarditis or have died right after taking the vaccine and going back on the field. So, I mean, if that's not a clue, the CDC and the NIH and the WHO about what these vaccines are doing, then I don't know what kind of clue they're waiting for.
I really don't either, because I've heard so far that we've had something like 17,000 deaths over the vaccine so far, and they're still pushing it like it's the safest thing in creation.
Yeah. And at the same time as they're doing that, they're saying, well, the vaccine won't prevent you from getting COVID, and it won't prevent you from transmitting it. So what's the use of getting the goddamn vaccine?
Exactly. And here in New Mexico, one of the things I'm constantly talking about is our governor and how she changes the rules as things go on. Well, we got to the point, I think, where we had about 65% that were supposedly fully vaccinated. But the 65% that were fully vaccinated still had to wear masks when they went into stores. They still had to social distance, and they still were told that they had to stay away from people because they could still give it to people. And now the governor is saying that you're not fully vaccinated until you've had three shots now. So she's changing the rules, and even Biden has come in on that one. So it's one of these things where they're just doing everything they can to condition us into something they want us to put up with. And if we allow it, it's going to continue.
Yeah. The three boosters is just the beginning. The third booster, because they're talking about now saying that it will be indefinite, and you might have to swallow pills. And if that's not effective enough, they're talking about injecting the vaccine into the food supply so that you'll have no choice but to have it. So
now that one I've never heard.
Their heads and go home. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that's scary. It
doesn't surprise me. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that is scary.
The food supply, and probably the water supply, and then probably spray it over cities.
Kind of like when I was growing up, they had this truck that would shoot out smoke to get rid of the mosquitoes.
Yeah. It's crazy about the times we live in. Well, okay, thanks. I wanted to find out what Reagan had said, which was an effective prediction, and I did. Okay, thank you much.
I found that on Western Journal.
Okay.
So.
All right.
So I usually get a lot of my stuff from like Western Journal and the stuff from here in New Mexico from the Pinion Post and the Conservative New Mexican, because the only other thing we have is the Albuquerque Journal, which is kind of like a mini New York Times.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Take care.
Yeah, bye-bye. You too. And God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. That was, I was kind of fooling around looking at stories, and I've got like two computers here, and one of them is down tonight. Actually, my new one is down tonight because the screen has weird colors in it, and what is going on with it, I think one of the cables that connect the screen to the monitor, to the computer, has come loose, and I need to take it to shop and get that redone so that, because when I close it and get it so it's almost closed, the colors come back. So it's really hard to read on a lot of things. So I've just got one computer up tonight. And I was looking at a different window And so I was on a different window and didn't even see my studio thing. And I had to go back, and there he was. So, but that kind of helps me in a little bit, because right now I know that my microphone is actually working. So that's a real good thing, because I've had problems with this mic over the past couple of months, and I've had to try and figure different things out. Well, I've got the volume turned down a little bit. I think I had it too high and it was breaking up and doing things. Hopefully it's working good tonight. I haven't had anybody come into my chat room yet, so I don't know, but he seemed to hear me fine. So that is a real good thing. But I've been looking at stuff from the Western Journal, and they've talked about the Smollett trial and stuff like that. One of the things that happened, I think, yesterday was that yesterday or the day before, Bob Dole died, which was he's been around for – he's another one who's been around for a long time. And the article that I found here is that it was a commentary from Western Journal, and the headline on it was, Bob Dole planned a mischievous surprise for Democrats at his memorial. Cameras were rolling when they caught on. And it says, former Senator Bob Dole of Kansas, known for his dry wit, got in one last laugh during his own funeral at the Washington National Cathedral in D.C. today. Daughter Robin Dole read a quip from her father's farewell letter to America about vote integrity. And it said, quote, as I make the final walk on my life's journey, I do so without fear, because I know that I will, again, not be walking alone. I know that God will be walking with me. And he wrote that in 1996 as the Republican presidential nominee, and he died Sunday at the age of 98. So he had a good long life. But it went on to say, now, I also confess that I'm a bit curious to learn if I am correct in thinking that heaven will look a lot like Kansas, and to see, like others who have gone before me, if I will still be able to vote in Chicago. Quote. The response among D.C. establishment included some notable nervous laughter. Conservative commentator Benny Johnson tweeted in response, Bob Dole's farewell letter is absolutely savage. Bob Dole's farewell letter is absolutely savage, yeah. He says, but it was some of the things that the Republicans get away with that the Democrats don't even have a clue about is really great, except that, like with Bob Dole, he's no longer here. But Bob Dole had endorsed both former President Donald Trump's White House bids and attended the 2016 Republican convention in Cleveland. Many prominent Republicans did not, including former Presidents George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush in 2008 and presidential nominee Senator John McCain in 2012 nominee Mitt Romney. Robin Dole noted in her remarks that her father was a generous soul. She said, my dad is the most generous person I have ever known. He was a giver, not a taker. He cared more about others than he did about himself. He told me he set a personal goal to help at least one person every day of his life. Then he said, I'm not sure I've been able to meet my goal. But she assured her father that he certainly had surpassed the goal. I said, Dad, you've got to be kidding. Some days you help one person, and other days you help 40,000 people. I think you've met and exceeded your goal, Dole said. But many noted on Friday that one of the World War II veterans' greatest accomplishments was the establishment of a memorial for the conflict on the National Mall. Actor Tom Hanks said during a Friday ceremony at the location that Dole had willed this memorial into place. And most people that come from Hollywood anymore. I do not listen to. I don't like what most of them say. I don't like what the way they think. They think that, like Cher, they think that they can come out and say whatever they want about Trump or about anything Republican and make it sound as nasty as they possibly can. And people will believe them just because they're Cher or they're Tom Hanks or they're somebody from Hollywood. The problem with the whole thing is that with Hollywood, we are running into a whole new slew of people who just can't seem to understand that they've lost touch with reality. And the problem really lies in the fact that most of the people these days have been, like I said earlier, dumbed down to the point where they don't understand the things that went on when this nation was founded. They don't understand what was going on when this nation was founded. And they make up all these lies about what our founding fathers supposedly did. And granted, some of the things they did were, in today's standards, not very good. But in the standard of the day, they were pioneers. They were pushing towards a better world. Whereas today, our pioneers who listen to the lamestream lying liberal media are pushing the other direction. None of them believe that America is a great country. None of them believe that America was a great country. None of them believe that the way we were founded was to get rid of slavery and things like that that had been going on for centuries before, well, a millennia before that. They don't understand that at that point in time, slavery was the way of the world. And it wasn't just the black man that was being put in slaves and slaving chains. White men were too. Women were. Women had no rights to do anything except bear children and raise them. Look how far women have gone since America became a nation. Now women own businesses. Now women work in the workplace. Now women are in our military. Now women are in our government. And the one that's in the highest place right now is Kamala Harris. She's the vice president of this nation. And not only is she a woman, but she's black too. Well, part black, part Jamaica, whatever. But the way that I always looked at it, especially like with Barack Obama, him being the first black president in the United States, if I would have been him, I would have done everything I could to make sure that people look back on my black presidency and say, wow, he was a good president. But did Obama do that? No. Obama did everything he could to tear this nation down. And Biden was right there with him, holding his hand and helping him along. Then when Trump won, the Democrat Party was in complete disarray, but they decided then that they were going to destroy Trump one way or another. It didn't matter how they did it. Lie after lie came out. Untruth after untruth came out. Everything was pointing at Trump as being the most horrible man this nation had ever seen. They tried to impeach him twice, did not succeed. Then they put Biden in to run for president, saying, oh, he'd been in our government for 49 years. Well, in 49 years, he hadn't done a damn thing. But what was he now? He was our future president because no, come hell or high water, they were going to make sure that he won that presidency, even though he couldn't have. And all you have to do is just look at what was going on back then and even still And you'd see that just as plain as the nose on your face when you're standing in front of a mirror. Donald Trump would have these rallies and there'd be tens of thousands of people at them. They would have cameras everywhere and they would have these cameras showing these crowds that were everywhere, just all as almost as far as you could see. Then you would have these Biden rallies where you'd have 15 people maybe. One camera could catch the whole thing. And out at the entrance were more people out there protesting him. But did the nation really look at that? No, not really. They just believed the lying, lamestream liberal media when they said that Biden was winning everywhere. And they hid all of these things that showed Trump with tens of thousands of people at his rallies, and he still pulls those kind of numbers when he has his rallies. He had one not too long ago, tens of thousands of people at it. Biden now has more people at his rally, at his so-called speeches, because the media has to be there now because he's so-called the president of the United States. Yeah, he cheated his way in and nobody has the balls enough to say anything about it to get rid of him like they should. We will be right back.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever and it's still the wrong lever.
Conservative Nation Media is growing, and what better way to grow than to bring our own Uncle Bing Fisher back with his great show, American by Design. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and his love of America back to CNM with American by Design, Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time on conservativenationmedia.com. So stay with Conservative Nation Media, working to get ourselves back to 7 days a week, where now we have the weekends filled, ending with one of the oldest shows on CNM, with Bing's mellow voice giving you the wisdom that America is craving today. That's American by Design on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. Now on that one, I said that the time was 7 p.m. Eastern. It's actually 9 p.m. Eastern and sometimes 9:30 or 10 p.m. Eastern. So he does the show a little bit later, but it's only an hour show right now. But that's our Uncle Bing Fisher on Sunday. Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America.
Please don't do anything you will never live to regret.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. This is Kathy Henners of Daily Roll Call, and we need more voices like Robert who aren't afraid of the wrath of the left, even when the truth is told and it doesn't fit their agenda. Now, with Biden in charge, this is more imperative than ever. From New Mexico in CNN's Freedom Studio comes the second hour of the show. And now, here again is Robert. Okay, we are back for the second hour of the show. I've also been doing just a one-hour show the past couple of weeks because we have really been busy around here with Christmas coming and finding out that both me and my wife had COVID, and we didn't really have to worry about it anymore. But you know, because we both feel that natural immunity, because of the antibodies that are in our blood now because of having COVID, we are actually better protected and more unable to give people COVID because our body will fight it now. But that's not what Fauci and the rest of all of the government is now saying, because they want us to believe that the only way that we're going to be able to stay away from COVID and get everything back to normal is for everyone to be vaccinated. And it's, you know, it's like my caller said, the vaccinations that we are getting are not vaccinations at all, because they're not a vaccination. Vaccinations, usually when they come out with a vaccination that has been tested and tried, it usually takes 10, 15 years to fully get it vetted and get it working so that it won't hurt people. But we are now being told that we have to be vaccinated. And the government is mandating this, that we have to do this. And like here in New Mexico, where people are just scared to death because they don't hear anything from anybody except from the governor saying that we need to be vaccinated because it's the only way out of COVID. And then we have the Albuquerque Journal that is, like I said on the phone call, it is a mini New York Times, or New York Slimes, as I like to call it, that couldn't tell the truth if it was the only thing they could tell. But it's coming out now that even this so-called vaccine that they are trying to push on all of us has killed over 17, 18,000 people already. And if you remember back to when SARS first happened, they got a vaccine for that, and it killed 25 people nationwide, and they shut the whole thing down because that was too deadly. We've got 17,000, 18,000 people who have died from it now, and I hear daily of people who die because they've been given a vaccine, or a so-called vaccine. It's gene therapy is what it is. And yet the government still pushes it like it's the safest thing since soft marshmallows. Nothing could be safer because they're so soft and they're so squishy and they taste so good. And here are the people who don't get news from anywhere but the New York Slimes and the Albuquerque Journal and the other big publications, the one in Minneapolis and the one in Portland, Oregon.
And they're inundated with these lies that these so-called newspapers constantly tell us. And they can't see for themselves that all they have to do is just try to look for the truth. Try to see what is really going on. Try to get the actual truth of what is happening. They just believe the media. Well, it's in print, so it's got to be true. Really? If people would just look for the truth instead of just believing what the media says, they would finally notice that, hey, the government's been lying to us. We are being lied to. We are being told that, hey, they are looking out for us. They only want the good to happen to us. No, they don't. All they're looking for is the power that they can have over us. They're looking for the power that they can have over us so they can condition us to do exactly what they want us to do. And that's all this is, folks. It's pure deconditioning to make sure that everybody in the world does exactly what they say, even when they're not in power. Even when they're not in power. And as long as we continue to vote these people in like they did here in Albuquerque this week and this last November, there was so much news media out here, and it even hit the Albuquerque Journal about the bad things that Keller, our mayor, has done over the last 4 years and how it has hurt this city. And yet the Albuquerque people, in all their lack of wisdom, voted him in. And there was one conservative who was running and gave all the right answers, and they had three debates between the three of them, and all three debates, Aragon won the debates. But when the votes were counted, Aragon got 12%. Keller got 62%. Showing us all that the people here in Albuquerque don't care for change. They don't care for our freedoms. They don't care that the Constitution says we have freedoms that were given to us by our divine makers. They don't care about that. Oh, no, 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 no. That's not something that's even possible in this state. Because we have people like Keller who make sure that Albuquerque is not the thriving metropolis that it was in the past. He wants to make sure that Albuquerque is a dustbin, like Los Angeles is becoming, like Portland has become, like Minneapolis has become. He's striving to make Albuquerque that. And we elected him into office. And then in this special election that we just got through having, there were two people who were running. Actually, four. We had Lori Robertson, who was running for city council in District 7, which is my district. She had all the right ideas. She had all the right things to say and said them. But she lost the election to a left-wing lunatic who wants to destroy this city right along with Mayor Keller. That one got elected, and Lori Robertson lost 62 to 38%, showing again that The people here in Albuquerque don't care for change, don't care to keep their freedoms. They want to give them away. They don't give a damn anymore, which is stupid. But that's this city. The one thing that did surprise me, though, was the other lady who was running for city council, who was a conservative. She won. But she didn't win by much. She had something like 52% to 48% or something like that. And usually on something like that, the Democrats will fight it. But this one, the Democrat conceded. But I can see something in the near future probably that where the Democrats will say, now, wait a minute, she only won by 5%. We can get rid of that. We did that in Minnesota when Franken won. If you people will remember that one. When Franken and Coleman were running for the Senate, Coleman won that race by over 10,000 votes. But what happened? Franken did not concede. He says, oh, something's wrong here. Counts are not right. Let's go looking for votes. They found votes in the trunks of cars. They found votes in places where ballots should never be, and it was allowed. And that 10,000 vote win that Coleman had turned into a 2,000 vote win for Franken. Because every vote they found was for Franken. Every vote. And statistically, folks, that is impossible. But did anybody do anything about it? Nope. Nobody did anything about it. And the same thing happened in the 2020 election, where Trump was ahead at 2:30 in the morning, when all of a sudden, at about 3 o'clock, everybody was shooed out of a whole bunch of states, out of the precincts, and truckloads of ballots were brought in and counted, which should never have happened. And after this happened and everybody came back in, the Republicans were not allowed back in. About 95 to 98% of those ballots that came in at that point in time were for Biden. And for all you people who don't believe this happened, it did. I've researched this thing. I have seen what happened. I have looked. I have researched. It did happen. Cameras caught it. Cameras that were not supposed to be there because they should have been shut down at the time were not, and they kept filming. But even with this evidence that Biden didn't win the election, it was still pushed forward that he did and that Trump lost. And the only reason why people were so confused about what was going on is because of all the shenanigans and the lie-telling that the Democrats told the whole time that Trump was in office. So everything that Trump actually did was pushed off to the side, and not many people even think about it. He got the Keystone Pipeline going. He got unemployment down lower than it had ever been for Hispanics, for Asians, for blacks. That didn't matter. That didn't matter at all. It was all pushed back because Trump was a horrible man. Trump needs to be impeached. And they tried that twice. And then after the whole thing was over and Trump gave his speech about it, Nancy Pelosi did the exact thing that she should never have gotten away with. She tore the script up, which is against the law. But guess where she's at now? Every time that we've seen the Republicans break the laws, What happens? They get incarcerated or they lose their position without pay. But every time that the Democrats do something illegal, and you can go all the way back to Teddy Kennedy in 1968 when he killed that woman in his car. And yes, I say he killed her. He murdered her because he was drunk. He was driving without a driver's license at the time. He was driving without insurance. He left the scene of the accident, didn't call the police until the next morning. And they found out that she lived in that car for over 32 minutes. He could have saved her. He didn't want to. And then he gets away with everything and becomes the lion of the Senate and was still there when he died. Now you tell me the Republicans are the bad ones, because I can refute it every which way all the way down the line. Even though the Republicans are the ones without the backbone and will not do most things that needs to be done, I trust Mitch McConnell as far as I can throw him. And if it wasn't for the likes of Ted Cruz and Jim Jordan and all these others that keep pushing against the liberal left, and DeSantis of Florida and Abbott of Texas, and all the other conservative states who have actually helped here, all while the Democrats call them the bad guys. And it's all being allowed, folks. And it's being allowed with abundance. Like I said, here in Albuquerque, we had some great people running. And because they were not Democrats, they lost. And as long as the people continue to elect people who want to destroy this country and destroy our states, nothing's going to get better. It's going to continue to get worse and worse and worse until there's an uprising and they realize that they have pushed too far, which won't help the country any at all. Because when the Democrats lose, they don't just go home and start working for the government again. Oh, no, they don't do that. They go back to the drawing board. They say, okay, we got this far this time. Let's go just a little bit farther next time. And they always do. Every election that we have had since Reagan has shown the Democrats gaining power. And if they don't gain power, they gain concessions so that the next time they take power, they can use those concessions to push us even farther over the abyss. And nobody sees this. Nobody looks at it. Nobody watches what is happening to our nation. And the people who do watch it, people like me, I get maybe 20 people who hear this show worldwide. Well, this last week it was a lot more than that. Seems to be going up. But still, little people like me see the truth. The big microphones in Washington do not. Granted, there are a few that do. I've named them. I've named a couple of them. And as long as they keep pushing and keep trying to help, I'll support them. But like I said before, I'm just a little fish in the sea. A spot on a blackboard 40 feet away. Unless you look with a magnifying glass, you'll never see me. You probably won't hear me either. But I have made my noise. My updates that I do daily out of here, I've sent our governor 5 of them. She knows who I am. She may not acknowledge it, but she knows who I am. She knows I don't support her. And she knows that I've got a bunch of scientific minds who support what I say. Because I follow the science. I look at what is going on. I see what is happening. I don't just listen to Fauciism. I don't just listen to that moron and think, well, boy, he's been doing this for so long now that he has to know what's going on. No, he doesn't. He doesn't know what the hell is going on. He doesn't know what the truth is. All he knows how to do is to cover his ass when things don't go good for him. And he'll blame everybody else for what is happening. And because he's Dr. Fauci, the left believes him lock, stock, and barrel. And we are all the bad guys for not believing him. I really don't understand, folks. I really do not understand. Our freedoms were God-given. The only ones who can give up our freedoms are ourselves. And we're doing it. We're doing it daily. Every time the liberals say something, we give up a little bit more of our freedoms because we sit there and think, oh, if they say it, it must be true. When the actual truth of the whole thing is I don't think half of them know what the truth is. Yet they're constantly saying people like Trump lied, constantly saying people like me lie, constantly saying that they're the only ones who know the truth. When they don't know what the truth is. They wouldn't know it, what it was if it smacked them across the face and introduced itself. And we will be right back. You are listening to Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol. 6 men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with cutthroat precision and accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, running his own business, the Matt Joseph Investigations Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is chief of police of the South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on this case also brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present day, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Roof Butte not only holds mystery, but also a dark cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt has been hired to find out what is going on without getting caught up in its death and destruction in the process. Night Owls is first in a new series of mysteries featuring Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://amazon.com/dp/1500284491. That's https://www.amazon.com/dp/1500284491. It is also available in both digital and book form. That's Night Owls, Matt Joseph Mystery by Robert P. Garding. Order it today.
CNN is trying to find new shows for the weekdays that are open. We have 3 shows now on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The open days are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. If you have a show that you are looking to air on a network, CNN is looking for you.
Give us a call at 505-317-8741 or email us at conservativenationmedia, all one word, 2017@gmail.com. Send us a short MP3 giving us a sample of what you would sound like, day that you want to be on, the time that you want to air your show, and we will do the rest. CNM is a talk radio network with a conservative bent, and we love America, her constitution, her laws, and we support our boys in blue and our military too. Come join us and get yourself on the air. Okay, we are back for the final segment of the show tonight. This will be the first one that I've done in a while that has gone the full 2 hours, and I'm still not sure if it will, but it probably will as I keep finding more and more stuff. From Western Journal, folks, comes this one. The Wisconsin 2020 election investigation finds more illegal votes were cast than Biden's margin of victory, which means essentially that Biden didn't win Wisconsin like they say he did. Election investigations currently taking place in Wisconsin have yielded some shocking results. And to people like me who have been watching this whole thing all along, they're not shocking at all. A conservative law firm based out of Milwaukee, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, conducted the investigation. According to their findings, precisely 54,259 ballots were cast by individuals who have never shown a voter ID in any election. That means their votes should never have been counted. Now, what they say is, while we cannot infer any malignant intent on the part of these voters, this means that many votes were cast without the requirement of photo identification. 54,259 ballots were cast by individuals who have never shown a voter ID in any election. 3,718 were cast from addresses that were on the 2019 movers list. 7,747 failed their DMV check when they registered, the law firm's report reads. The 54,000 number is especially shocking, given that both Joe Biden won the state of Wisconsin by a mere 20,000 votes, according to Politico, which means these 54,259 votes should never have been put in there. But they were. The Institute arrived at these findings after performing a statistical analysis of the vote totals of nearly 20,000 ballots and 29,000 absentee ballot envelopes. Surveys, now, with the absentee ballots and the early voting, there is a process that was in place there, which the Democrats didn't follow. Surveys polling the tens of thousands of documents obtained from various public records requests were also reviewed in the case. Now, no matter what, there is no evidence that widespread election altering coordinated efforts of voter fraud stole the election 2020 election from Donald Trump. In fact, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty even admitted as much in their review. They said, quote, "This does not necessarily mean that Biden did not win a majority of eligible votes. We looked for evidence that failure to follow proper procedures was exploited to commit fraud. There was no evidence of widespread voter fraud," the review's conclusion reads. But if people who are illegally voting were allowed, then there was fraud, period. They went on to say that in all likelihood, more eligible voters cast ballots for Joe Biden than Donald Trump. How can they say that when Biden didn't win but by about 20,000 votes and there were 54,000 that were illegal votes?
But that being said, in the wake of COVID, many election procedures were altered and many mistakes were made, including in the state of Wisconsin. It seems clear that voters abandoned the rules for voting indefinitely confined. Drop boxes were used. At least one ballot harvesting event was conducted without statutory authorization. Absentee balloting in nursing homes was conducted contrary to law, which is a fraud. Ballots were cured without authorization, which is fraud. Voter rolls were not accurately maintained as required by state and federal law, which is fraud. By implementing universal mail-in voting systems, many states across the country opened up their voting systems to the possibility of fraud. Across the country, we have already seen numerous examples of election irregularities that prove not that the election should be overturned, but rather that we as a country have a lot of work to do to make sure our election process and processes are as secure as possible. The leftists still try to paint America with reasonable concerns as conspiracy theorists. But don't let that fool you. Our elections are not as secure as they could be, and 2020 proved that beyond a shadow of a doubt. And then before the elections, we had all this crap from BLM destroying our cities like Minneapolis and Portland. Even here in Albuquerque, there was some. In California, all over the place. In New York City, all over the place. Yet nobody said a word about that. That was just fine. That was just great. That was just them expressing their rights as citizens to express their rights as citizens. But let a Republican try that and, oh, no, that's wrong. That you can't do that. You can't do that. Yet the double standard is never pushed. The double standard is never talked about. The double standard, though there, is not seen by most people because the media will not talk about it. When the media doesn't talk about it, 70% of the people don't hear about it because they will not research, they will not look, they will not try to find the truth. They'll just believe what the media tells them. And 99% of the time anymore, the media will tell you a lie rather than blink their eyes. And I think a big part of the problem comes in with the other media too, like with the Western Journal. They report what they are told, which is the truth of what they are told. But they talk about, like the review that was given talked about, it seems clear that voters abandoned the rules for voting indefinitely confined. Drop boxes were used. At least one ballot harvesting event was conducted without statutory authorization. That was fraud. But they won't say it. Absentee balloting in nursing homes was conducted contrary to laws. That was fraud, but they won't say it. Ballots were cured without authorization. That was fraud, but they won't say it. And voter rolls were not accurately maintained as required by state and federal law. That was fraud, but they won't say it. Instead, they say in all likelihood, more eligible voters cast ballots for Joe Biden than Donald Trump. And then they ask the question in this, like they do with all Western Journal things, they say, could American elections be more secure? Yes or no? 1% or 29 votes said no. They couldn't be. 99%, or 3,263 votes, said yes, they could be more secure. And of course, they could be. But the left don't care about that. The left is doing everything they can to keep themselves in power so that they don't have to worry about elections being more secure. Like I said, here in New Mexico, they're gerrymandering our election maps so that it'll take a lot more Republicans to win an election, because they're moving the maps around in such a way that the Republicans are only in the sparsely populated areas. And they're pushing it that way. It's coming out in the media, even in the media, about what they are doing, but nobody's doing anything about it. Nobody's talking about it, except for the Pinion Post, which I read the story about it, you know, at the beginning of the show. But still, nobody is doing anything about it. The news keeps coming up. The news keeps coming up. It's just like these gene therapy vaccines that they've got out there now. The news keeps coming up. Almost every day I hear of somebody dying after they took the vaccine. And most of the ones that are dying were healthy beforehand. They should never have died. They should never have taken the vaccine. And no, I haven't taken my vaccine. I will not do it. I've had COVID. I don't have to worry. I'm protected more by my natural immunity than these people who have gone out and gotten vaccine, this gene therapy vaccine, to keep them safe from COVID, which is now being touted even in the media that it's not going to keep you safe, that it's not going to keep you from getting COVID. It's not going to keep you from giving COVID. And it doesn't matter in this state, because whether you've had this so-called vaccine or not, you still got to wear a mask. I don't. I will wear a mask as little as possible. Now, this last week, when I worked the polls of this last election, I had to wear a mask because it was required by law to be in there. I had to wear a mask for 14 hours. The headache that came on from that started at 6 in the morning, and by 6:20, I was getting a headache. Today, three days from then, I have not put a mask on one time, and I've still got that headache a little bit. And the left tells us that masks help. I don't think so. The left tells us that what we are doing by wearing masks is only saving us. I don't think so. All it's doing is conditioning us to believe that the left wants the best for all of us. No, they don't. The left wants to destroy this country, and they are doing everything they can to do that. And we, the people, are allowing it. This whole nation, folks, is built on the premise that government works for us. The government is there for only two or three things: protecting us from invasion from an outside force, protecting our borders, and protecting the people. That's all. Healthcare is not part of it. Making us mask up is not part of it, making us get vaccinated for something that our natural immunity would take care of is not part of it, into our lives to the point where most people are scared to death of doing what is common sense. And common sense is what we need more of nowadays, folks. We really do. Right now, this nation is so lacking in common sense that I'm surprised people are not driving off the road thinking, oh, this is the way to go. See a cliff? Oh, yeah, let's go over that cliff. It looks like it'd be fun. Ooh, fun. There's no common sense in the way people are thinking anymore. And the ones who are thinking common sensely are the ones that the government is saying, ooh, watch out for those guys. They're conspiracy theorists. They will destroy you faster than you can say hello. When it's actually the other way around, the left is the one who is destroying faster than we can say hello. And the people just blithely go on the way that they do because they feel, well, government will take care of us. No, government will not take care of you. Government is doing everything they can to destroy you. And that is all there is to it, folks. That is all there is to it. And until we start watching what is going on, until we start researching what is going on, and we start fighting back on the stupidity that is hitting this nation is going to continue to go downhill at a faster and faster rate all the time. And it's up to us, folks. It really is. It is up to us. It's not up to Governor Grisham. It's not up to Governor Newsom of California. It's not up to Governor Whitmer of Michigan. It's not up to President Biden. It's not up to Vice President Kamala Harris. It's not up to Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or any of these people who are pushing us into doing things we know we shouldn't be doing. It is up to us. We the people are their bosses. And it doesn't matter what Jacob Candelaria told me. He was, as long as he's working in the government, is an employee of the people. And he doesn't think he is because nobody is making him be an employee of the people. They are allowing him to do what the heck he wants, along with MLG, along with Biden, along with Harris, along with Schumer, along with Pelosi, Newsom, along with the new governor of New York. She's doing exactly the same thing. And until the people wake up and start doing something about this, this country is going to continue to go down the tubes. And mark my words, folks, once we go down too far, there's no returning. It doesn't matter that America is a big country. It doesn't matter that America is a strong country. We are in the process of losing our freedoms, and we are allowing it to happen. And as long as we allow it to happen, folks, this nation is in trouble. It's like Ronald Reagan said at the beginning of his second term. If the Democrats ever get back in power, they will raise our taxes. They have done that. They will raise unemployment. They have done that, though trying to hide it with the media. They will weaken our military. They've done that. That happened when Afghanistan happened. And if you people don't remember what's going on, what happened in Afghanistan, there's still people there who should have been gotten out before the military even left. But Biden, in all his wisdom, pulled the military out first. All the stupidity of all the world, that was probably it right there. And yet, here he is, still president. People still support him, even though he killed, in one day, 12 Americans or 8 Americans or whatever, I can't remember anymore. When none had died for 6 months before that. That was never put in the media. That was never talked about in the media. And the only place I found that in was not the Albuquerque Journal, but Western Journal. Epic Times was another one that ran it. One America News. Breitbart News. All these people carried it. Albuquerque Journal didn't. New York Slimes didn't. None of the big so-called newspapers in the nation covered it. Oh, no, they wouldn't, because it goes completely against their agenda. And the left's agenda, folks, make no mistake here, the left's agenda is to destroy this nation so it cannot be a leader anymore. And all you have to do is open up your eyes and start researching what is going on. Stop believing the lies that the lamestream lying liberal media tells you. Research it. Look, find the truth. It's out there. From a thing from the X-Files. But it is out there. And it'll continue to be out there until the people decide, hey, we need to find out what's really happening here. And hopefully it won't be too late. Because on the horizon is the same thing that happened in Nazi Germany in 1935 through 39. The people will continue to be dumbed down until nothing remains. And the government will do everything it can to destroy the nation. And the only reason why Germany is even a nation today is because after the war, the United States moved in and started helping them to rebuild. The United States is the only country that's ever done something like that. We bombed Nagasaki and Hiroshima, brought Japan to its knees. Then we went in and helped them rebuild. What other conquering power in the world has ever gone back in to help the enemy rebuild after they've been destroyed? Hasn't happened. Only in America. And then everybody says America is the worst country that has ever populated the world. We're the biggest polluter, even though we're the least polluting country in the world. And 99% of the people anymore do not know the truth about what is going on. 99% of the people don't know what is happening, what is actually happening. Shows like this will tell it. Shows like Sean Hannity will tell it. Shows like Dan Bongino will tell it. Shows like Rush Limbaugh told it. Those are the only big microphones that we have. Now, there's a lot of us out here. All you have to do is look. All you have to do is find it. But we are out here. We are out here telling the truth. And most of them are bigger than me. Even though I own Conservative Nation Media. Most of them out there are bigger than me. And most of them will not go as far as saying that the left is completely wrong and the left did not win the 2020 election. Because they didn't. It was cheated in. And nobody has the gonads to say that didn't happen. Nobody has the gonads to say, okay, let's research what the hell happened here. Let's find out what is going on. Now, I just got the notice that I've got 90 seconds left in the show. And it's showing right now that I've got a minute and 12 seconds left. So we are glad that I've had listeners tonight. Hope that other people listen too after the show becomes an archive. It'll be on fmplayer.com. All of our shows are on that one. And until next week, folks, we will be back next week. I'm pretty sure I will be back next week. And if I'm not, I'll let you know in one of my updates throughout this next week. But we look for the good in America, not the bad, as the Democrats always do. They look for the bad. And we push the good, too, as America is the greatest nation that has ever been formed. And we will be back next week if we're not already gone to Indiana. Like I said, we're going to Indiana for Christmas. So if we're here next week, we will be here. But then we won't be on the 24th and the 31st. So we will be back next week, hopefully. And God bless you all. God bless our troops. And I'll see you next week. God bless you all.